Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, June 20th. Coming up, we'll bring you a look at how the Illinois General Assembly passed a measure to strengthen protections for survivors of sexual abuse. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Central Illinois could see some high heat and humidity this weekend. IPM meteorologist has more.
Afternoon high temperatures in the middle 90s will combine with high humidity levels to push heat index values between 100 to 105 degrees. This is much closer to what the air will feel like to your skin. During the afternoon hours, it's important to drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors.
The National Weather Service confirms 10 tornadoes touched down in central Illinois on Wednesday of this week. All of the storms were EF0 to EF1 strength with maximum winds of 110 miles per hour. Meteorologists say a tornado in Farmer City lasted 3.5 miles, flattening cornfields and destroyed a large farm outbuilding. Another tornado tore a 3-mile path through Jacksonville near Springfield. It destroyed the Future Champion Sports Complex, snapped a number of trees, and destroyed small sheds. No injuries were reported from Wednesday's storms. Celebrations were held around the country yesterday to commemorate Juneteenth. The holiday marks the day in 1865 when Union soldiers brought the news of freedom to enslaved Black people in Texas. IPM's Stephanie Mosqueda has more on a parade in Urbana.
Children and adults took to the streets to celebrate. The parade was hosted by Well Experience. The organization provides counseling for Black families in the area and summer programming for children. Stephanie Cockrell is the executive director.
Our goal is to make sure that we do everything to teach them about their past and also to remind them that you don't just come from slavery. Slavery starts the past that their ancestors had in the United States of America. But prior to that, they came from kings and queens.
Cockrell is grateful for the community members who supported the event. She hopes it will become an annual parade. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda, IPM News.
Local advocates for the LGBTQ plus community are reacting to the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to uphold a Tennessee ban on gender-affirming care. The court ruling keeps in place a law that blocks transgender youth in the state from accessing certain hormone and medical treatments. Joshua Gable is the executive director of the Resource Center Uniting Pride of Champaign County. He says the decision represents an unfair barrier for transgender people.
It's pretty heartbreaking, you know, to see not just trans people attacked, but in particular to see trans youth attacked when all trans people and especially trans kids are asking is just to be able to live their lives authentically and have the same access to anything a kid wants.
Half of all U.S. states currently have similar bans on gender-affirming care for minors. Illinois does not. Still to come, we'll bring you a look at how the Illinois General Assembly passed a measure to strengthen protections for survivors of sexual abuse. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a high of 86 degrees and a southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 73 degrees, south wind 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 93 degrees. High humidity will make it feel like 100 to 105 degrees, with a southwest wind 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 76 degrees, southwest wind 10 miles per hour. And for Sunday, sunny with a high of 95 degrees. High humidity again making it feel like 100 to 105 degrees, with a southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, as the war between Israel and Iran threatens to intensify and potentially involve the United States, we'll talk about the latest and hear how Illinoisans are processing the news. I'm Ryan Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Lawmakers have strengthened Illinois' nearly 50-year-old sexual abuse survivors law in an effort to make sure patients get critical care after sexual assault. The changes come after an investigation last year revealed that dozens of hospitals violated that law. Kate Martin with APM Reports did that reporting and has this update.
Cheryl Thompson was sexually assaulted last year and went to the hospital in Anna, Illinois. She wanted the doctor to collect DNA to prosecute the guy, but she says the doctor didn't believe she was assaulted and didn't offer an exam.
He told me if I wanted a forensic kit, no one in our area did them, and I would have to go 77 miles away to Mount Vernon to a place I didn't know, doctors I didn't know, and a city that I didn't know in order to get one done. Told me that nobody in our area did them.
Time is of the essence to preserve evidence after an assault. 8 days later, Thompson learned there were two hospitals within a 30-minute drive of where she lived. Nobody had mentioned them. She went to one as soon as she could, but
by that time, the DNA was gone.
Without the DNA, there was little chance of prosecuting the man who raped her. Since then, Thompson shared her experience with journalists on social media and with lawmakers in Springfield.
Cheryl Thompson, are you there, Ms. Thompson?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and thank you for...
An existing law requires hospitals to either care for patients after a sexual assault or send them to a hospital that will. Thompson spoke in favor of a bill to strengthen that law. She says she was livid after her experience at the hospital, and she doesn't want anyone else to go through what she did.
I hope that each of you will take into consideration that the distance that victims are trying to be sent does more harm than good, because most of us won't go that distance.
Our investigation last year showed some Illinois hospitals had violated that law hundreds of times. For example, by failing to offer rape kits. We also found some hospitals transferred patients like Thompson as far as 80 minutes away, even though a closer hospital could have treated them. The bill tries to address these issues.
Hi, Cheryl. Thanks for being with us.
I called Thompson just after lawmakers passed that bill. She hadn't heard the news.
Yeah, and let me interrupt you really quick. The Senate did pass it on the 31st, which was the very end of their legislative session, and now it's going to the governor for signing.
Oh, I can't even put it into words. I am just overwhelmed that it's going to be put into law. That because of what I went through, you know, it kind of makes it worthwhile that something good is coming out of the horrific stuff that I had to go through, so that someone else that comes behind me is not going to have to go through that same thing.
The bill allows the state to fine hospitals that fail to address violations. It also aims to reduce the long transfer times patients like Thompson face. Now the state must consider distance, wait times, and transportation before approving a plan. For the bill to pass, advocates and industry groups had to find common ground. It wasn't easy. Here's Cassie Yarbrough, an assistant VP with the Illinois Health and Hospital Association.
At first, we all came to the table with our own ideas of how this should work, given realistic expectations or what's actually happening in hospital EDs or workforce challenges.
She and a colleague say hearing Thompson's story made it easier to find compromise. Representative Kelly Cassidy, a Democrat from Chicago, has pushed for these changes for more than a year.
Right now, I think we have a pretty great law, and I'm not done making it better.
In an email, Governor J.B. Pritzker's office declined to say if he would sign the bill. He has until the end of July to do so. I'm Kate Martin.
This story comes from APM Reports, an investigative team at American Public Media. That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Andrew Pritchard, Stephanie Mosqueda, Anna Koh, and Kate Martin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.